smiles out there this morning, huh? Thanks for being here, bringing the spirit of worship. If you're visiting with us, we're glad you're here. Man, we invite you to come back anytime you have the opportunity. It's good to have the marksman with us this morning. I'm excited. Aren't you excited?
Sir,
amen. We just can't wait. But we're going to do something great. Before we begin, just a few announcements. You have a bulletin. The month of August, we're collecting school supplies. There is a brochure in there to give you ideas on what to get. Women, a great opportunity. Go to Walmart, Dollar General, Family Dollar. I mean, Sam's. I mean, you name it, you know. Newburgh, Wilmington, Raleigh, wherever, you know. Great time to get out and be involved in this ministry of this collect school supplies. Thursday the 25th, 10 a.m. Bible study. And August the 28th, we're going to bless all these supplies with collecting, send them out in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to the schools. The 28th on Sunday from 2 to 4 in the Fellowship Hall Baby Shower for Dylan and Laura Jenkins Moody. It's a boy. It's either registered at Amazon and Walmart. Continue to pray and think about our vision and mission statements we're working on. Give your ideas to a deacon on the brochure in the bulletin. You can fill that out. We are open to everyone's ideas as the Lord works through us. Yesterday at Mary's Soup Kitchen, we fed about 150 to 160. And so we're thankful for that opportunity to minister to those folks over at the soup kitchen. Also, for the information, we made a donation to the fishing lost their sons, and continue to pray for them. Or any other announcements this morning? To God be the glory, great things He has done. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name, all that is in me. Bless His holy name. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. The Lord's got a great benefit package. He's out of this world, I tell you. And He heals all your diseases. Praise the Lord. And redeems your life from destruction. We will be destructive to ourselves, can't we? Crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. I'm so glad to know today that God deals with us according to His loving kindness and His tender mercy. We got something to bless His name about this morning. Sing about it. Pray about it. Praise Him for it. And let's do it with all that's within us. Lord, we thank You for this opportunity. Another day to come and together pour our hearts out and worship to You. As we sing, as we pray, as we proclaim Your loving kindness, help us and bless us and anoint us that we can feel Your presence. Be moved, be strengthened, and realize that we have everything that we need according to Your goodness and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Turn to hymn 12 and stand as we sing. Hymn 12, praise Him, praise Him. Verses 1 through 3.
Oh.
Lord, for today. Thank you, Lord, for being in your house to worship you and the opportunity to give to you what we have, Lord. We just love you and want to serve you and be your child. Lord, help us to be a representative in your world to others to show our love about you. Amen.
Before so tough, isn't it? You feel like you've been done wrong. It's hard to forgive, but we're supposed to forgive. And how many times did he say forgive?
Seventy times.
Seven? Mm-hmm. It's a bunch. I think what he was getting at is don't quit. Don't quit forgiving. Because the Father has not quit forgiving. Because we quit making mess. We make a mess every day. I do. And I find myself home and I ask him, will you forgive me? And we got to love, you know. It's that song. It says, love the people God gives you. He might give you somebody that's a little hard to forgive, but you gotta love.
He'll call back.
missing. I missed a little girl that left us one day. We got up one morning. She was not feeling well. That night she died. God called her home. She was just 21 weeks old. I thought about that. That's the reason I'm a little emotional. That's been a long time ago. But then while I was singing that song, I thought about singing. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yes.
We got to love these people. It might be a little hard sometimes. It might be a little bit impossible sometimes. But we're going to love them. We got to keep going. What's next?
Walk
me through. Walk me through whatever it is. Right? Good.
There's a storm on the horizon. We'll be through. As I face the fear and danger, we'll be through. When the darkness hovers near, and I don't know what to do, take my hand, gentle shepherd, walk me through.
Walk me through.
Thank you.
the hurt goes deeper than the deepest place your heart has ever known. When you're standing in your darkest trial and it seems you're standing all alone. When the tears fall down like bitter rain and you're wondering if the sun will shine again.
Pray for Dwight. He's got some health issues that were serious.
want to tell you who we are. You know Sonny. So,
he's glad to have her here.
Mark Denzel singing the baritone and has for a long time now. Is our new bass singer, and this is the first time he's done a full service with us. Aren't you glad to have him? I'm Steve Bass. I've been here with him all the time, but we're honored again to be with you. What are we going? Let's do a fast one.
Yes, you told me to let you know before I said anything. So
is it time?
I'm letting you know.
Is it time?
We've been singing to these folks for a long time, but we've got people over here we haven't sang.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I just thought I'd bring
that
up.
Can we sing this next one today?
We can.
All right. Can we get this away? Y'all get
this. They put me in a corner and I'm more me than the
other corner.
Assembled in the presence of the King, King of Kings, the saints of all the ages shout and sing, they shout and sing. Oh, how they long to join their joyful praise songs of praise, or ever tell the story of His great awaiting grace.
Oh, they say,
oh, they say, He's amazing.
Gospel. up, stay to pick you up when you're feeling down. Some have a country flavor, some have a modern sound, but they all certainly need a planting seed. I know they can't go wrong, but their sons are dear. It's when I hear an old convention song.
I see, lucky, old convention song.
Try on you if you don't mind.
the title of it is Not My Will. And when you pray to God, you know, we pray for something that we need. We should be praying if it's His will. And we should include our name. So this song is all about it. Let me stand aside.
They don't give me a chance to speak too much. They say I talk entirely too much when they get me talking. So most of my time I have to just sit back and just be quiet and sing. But they like me to introduce this song because I really like this song. You know, we're living in a time now. And it doesn't take much to watch your television, watch the news. Look on your internet. Look at the news, Fox News, different ones. Just look at what is going on. And not just our nation, but in our world. Our world. People, the kind of man is right here. I would not be afraid to say that right at this present time, that the Antichrist could be walking on the earth right now. It's time for the Lord to come back and to rapture his church. Because as it was in the days of Noah, are we not there, people? Are we not there? Our world and our nation and the things that's going on now just makes you want to cringe. You know, you're looking forward to the rapture. You're looking forward to Christ coming back and taking his children away. But you know there's going to be some that's going to be left here. They'll be given that chance prior to the rapture. But they'll be left here to endure that tribulation. If you have loved ones, Lord, that are not saved, you're not 100% sure. You need to be on your knees. You need to be praying for them. Because I don't want to see anybody that have to go through that. But you know, there's a clock. The clock on the wall. It's about that point of striking midnight. Of when the second coming, when the Lord will come and rapture his church, is here. But where you stand at today in your life, can you see that? Can you see the clock?
The rule of the Lord has come in our word and in our praise. Just a fleeting moment, and it dawns another day. Days turn into seasons, summer's heat and winter's cold, but God
right.
Good.
I must have done pretty good. They won't let me talk again. just going to bear with it. This is our last song. And this is one that I look forward to every time we do it. You know, we have a lead singer here that I think is one of the best. I've heard a lot of lead singers with different groups that were good, strong, powerful lead singers. But we have, I think, one of the best. And this song that he's fixing to do, I don't know anybody that can sing it any better than him. This song, it means a lot to me because it tells of how Christ didn't throw us away. When we came to him, he picked up the broken pieces and he put our life back together and made us the whole person again. Listen to this song that Steve sang. He didn't throw the clay away.
Anything, no.
Amen.
have prayer before we leave, but we didn't have prayer this morning. If anyone here needs prayer today, we want to remember you. If you know any needs, if you call them out now as we get ready to close, we will lift these to our Lord. Anyone?
Sheila Jackson Waller, she lost her son last week.
Jason Barber, he's at home now, died of brain cancer.
Tyler, I saw your son's in a motorcycle accident. He's hurt, but he's going to heal. Amen.
Amen. Anita Davis.
Okay. Anyone else? Miss Sanders, for prayer. It's always been good to be here today because you're here. Felt your anointing as you have walked through the marksman and you touched each of us. We thank you for the ministry and we thank you that they sing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and your goodness and your mercy. It's good to be able to just come and moments like these and just feel the presence of your spirit. Be moved, be encouraged, be strengthened, be convicted. Just thank you for being here and touching all of us this morning. We remember these needs that have been lifted this morning. Some lost loved ones, some sick and dying, some injured in accidents. And Lord, I know there are many unspoken requests. For we're a needy people. And we need a Savior, a Lord like you. And we just are thankful we can come with boldness and humility. Be in the throne room with you, Lord, where you represent us. We can just enter into your presence. We pray that your will be done in all these circumstances. And we thank you for those people who you put in place to minister, bring encouragement, help, and healing, and hope. As we go out into this world, you're the potter, we're the clay. Mold us into your image that we can properly represent you. Magnify Christ and the great kingdom of God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You're dismissed.